Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Okay, told you on Monday it would be Friday before you know it. Here it is, Friday afternoon. Yeah, warming up, for those of you who like warmer spring weather, it's nice, but you know the forecast. It's going to get cold Sunday, temperatures dropping during the day, and damn cold Monday and Tuesday. I'm Scoot on the air. I'm glad you're with us. It's Free for All Friday, and we have a lot to talk about this afternoon, including some things that we talked about yesterday later in the show that really deserve more of a conversation. So we'll continue with that this afternoon. Reach over there. Crank it up. This is what you have been working for. Okay, I feel like we had a really great week, and I hope it was a good week for you as well. So, you know, you've heard this in the news. The government shutdown continues. And the FAA is canceling flights. And you just heard in the news that some woman is at one airport, and they told her that she's going out on a flight from another airport. This is insanity. And those of you who are planning on traveling for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday week or weekend, you know, you're planning on going to see loved ones. And this is an important trip for you. Or maybe loved ones are coming to see you. Because of the government shutdown, they might not get to you, or you might not get to them. Man, if that doesn't piss you off, what does? I mean, you should be really upset about that. I mean, we should all be livid with our politicians. And I'm not just trying to play middle of the road here, but both sides are at fault here. I know a lot of people don't want to admit it because they don't want to admit that their side is wrong, but both sides are wrong. Both sides are arrogant, and it's our lives that are affected by this. And it's just, I mean, it's just really sad. I mean, I hate to start off Free for All Friday with negative news, but, you know, we got to talk about the reality of this. And We need to be angry with our party. Whatever your party is, you need to be angry with your party because your party is part of it. I know in your own loop and in your own group of friends and in your own media connections, you are convinced that one side is more to blame than the other. And both sides can make that argument. And maybe one side is more to blame than the other. But the point is, both sides are to blame. I mean, it's that simple. And look what they're doing to us. And some people are not getting paid. And SNAP benefits here in Louisiana, which were going to be received today, in some cases are, I think, 55%, something like that. You're not going to get the full benefits. And so some people are not going to get the basic food that they need. Now, for most of us, it's hard to believe that some people just don't have food. It's hard to believe that, but that is a reality. It's true. I mean, some people don't have food. They don't have the food that they need for their kids. They don't have the food that they need for themselves, and it's really sad. And again, it's the government. And this is how they treat us. I mean, really, every one of them deserves to be voted out. Every single one of them. Every one of them. I don't care. I'm sorry, but the good are going to have to go for the bad. But every single one of them needs to be voted out of office. Every one. And again, I know that there's some good ones, but vote them all out. Boy, what kind of message would that send to politicians if we, as the voting public, just voted them all out? It would shock the hell out of them. So anyway, you know, okay, Ian just told me we do have some exclusive audio from a serious meeting that was taking place between the two parties to end the government shutdown. And we're going to roll that audio right now. Yeah, nothing. But no serious meetings to end this. Okay. The NCAA is banning 3 University of New Orleans players for life in college basketball because of this sports betting probe that's going on. And, okay, wait a minute. Now I've got 6 more basketball players have been. Okay, 3 of them are from UNO, but 6 more basketball players have been banned for life because of this sports ban. I mean, you can't do that. I mean, I don't know who thinks they can get away with that, but you know you can't do that. So, you know, that's a really negative thing. So let's see, Free for All Friday. We can talk about really whatever you want to talk about. Hopefully, we keep it lighter rather than more serious. But I want to talk later, we didn't get to this yesterday, about Tom Brady's new pet. Tom Brady has a new pet. It's a clone of his dog that died 2 years ago. I mean, would you want to clone your pet? I mean, I'm assuming a clone pet would look pretty much like the pet that you had. And we hate to see our pets go. But, you know, I mean, pets die. They do. We outlive pets. I mean, unless you have a pet tortoise, chances are you're going to outlive your pet. Maybe you have a pet cockatoo, a pet parrot. They might outlive you. But other than that, dogs and cats and most pets, they don't outlive us. And we sometimes have to make decisions about their lives, and we have to, you know, let them go. And it's really, really painful. It's really hard. So would it ease your pain if you could clone your pet? And how would you feel about the new pet? I'm assuming that the new pet is not going to have the same personality as your old pet. You know, dogs and cats have personalities. I don't know if that's something that would carry over. It would have the same DNA, but that doesn't mean it would be the exact same pet. So I don't know. It seems a little weird to me, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Let's see. 60 Minutes this week had its best ratings this past Sunday. The best ratings since January 6th and the riots, thanks to the interview with the President of the United States, with Nora O'Donnell and the President. And a big controversy about this because some of the interview was edited. Some of it was edited for time, but it's also been speculated that some of it was edited because they wanted to make the President look good. This is really ironic because the President sued 60 Minutes and got $16 million from CBS because of an edited interview with Kamala Harris. But at the same time, Fox News was doing the same thing in editing interviews with Donald Trump. They wanted Donald Trump to look good. 60 Minutes wanted to look Kamala Harris look good, make her look good. So they edited certain things out to make them look as good as they could look. So this is something that is done. But 60 Minutes coughed up the money because they were, the parent company was dealing with a merger. So anyway, that's all we need to say about that. But 60 Minutes did have the biggest rating since the January 6th riots because of the interview with the current president of the United States. Okay, this weekend, You've heard that tonight it's Tulane and Memphis in Memphis. Memphis is ranked, I think, 22nd in the country. Memphis is good. Tulane was on the verge at one point of getting in the top 25, and they had that loss, and they didn't quite make it. And Tulane lost to UTSA, University of Texas at San Antonio. It was a really embarrassing loss in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Does Tulane bounce back? You know, maybe they needed that shocker to bounce back to beat Memphis, because Memphis is really good, and the game is in Memphis. The game's tonight, kickoff at 8 o'clock. Does Tulane beat Memphis tonight? I don't know. I mean, I wish I really had a strong feeling about this. I'm going to watch the game. I hope Tulane wins, but I don't know. Memphis is really good. Also this weekend, LSU goes to Tuscaloosa to play Alabama. Alabama has moved their way up to number 4 in the country. You know, they were down. They were way down. Alabama, you know, was not as impressive as they have been in the past, and they were way down. But now they've worked their way up to number 4 in the country, and the game is in Tuscaloosa. But I have a feeling that getting rid of Brian Kelly is going to relieve LSU of a burden. And I think it might have been an intangible burden that Brian Kelly placed on this team. And I think this team is going to feel free, and I think they're going to feel like they can get back what they felt like they had in the very beginning of the season. So we'll see what happens. And then this weekend, and that game is tomorrow night, and then this weekend, Sunday, the Saints travel to Carolina to take on the Panthers. Last week, the Panthers went into Green Bay and beat the Packers. Can the Saints at this point, can they go to Carolina and beat the Panthers? Yes, they can. Will they? Well, we don't know. I mean, now they're without Rashid Shaheed. And this guy is, I think he's going to be a star with the Seattle Seahawks. And they could be headed for the playoffs, and he could help them get there. But I still think a second start by Tyler Shuck is going to be better than his first start. And so I'm going to be positive and think the Saints are going to beat Carolina. You know, Carolina may have gotten that big high last week. They may falter this week because they may be living on the high from last week of going to Green Bay and beating the Packers, and the Saints go in there and surprise him, and Tyler Shuck has a really great game. I'm gonna make that prediction. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, it's Free for All Friday. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also, the Grammy nominations are out, and we will feature some of the Grammy nominees on the show this afternoon. But right now, Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you, too, as well. Happy Friday.
Yeah,
happy Friday.
It is Free for All Friday.
That's what
and,
Dave would say.
You know, I'm telling you, it's amazing to me how fast the weeks go by. And
yeah.
Maybe for some, the weeks just drag on, but my weeks just fly by. It's Friday already again.
Yeah, it was just not that long ago that, like, you were on vacation or I was on vacation or it was a holiday weekend and it was only 4 days. But this week really hauled ass. And you know what I think it is?
What?
I think it's a combination of two things. I think it's the cooler weather, the gumbo weather, if you're nasty. But I think it's also, you know, the daylight savings time ended last Sunday.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just helping it feel like, feeling like it's moving faster, even if it's really not, because we still worked 5 days.
Yeah, we did, but it just, it flew by. Now, I'm in my office, and, you know, I don't have a window. You know, I'm like, I'm landlocked in my office. I'm in the center of the building.
We have the opposite problem, because my office is too much windows. It's hot in there. It's really hot in my office. No matter what temperature it is, there's so much sunlight coming in through the giant window.
Let me tell you, I guess I
should probably not complain.
I'm sort of in the center, so I don't have a window. But I'll tell you what, if there's a tornado, everybody's going to want to come to my office.
Yeah, they're going
to
be running into your office.
That's right.
Saying, get all this crap out from under this desk. What are all these old ticket stubs? Get all this old band merch out of here. We got to take shelter in here.
Yeah, so anyway, the week flies by. So I don't see the time change. I'm in my office when it's starting to get dark.
Yeah.
So I didn't really feel the time change this week, but you know, I know it's a shock for a lot of people when they're heading home and it's already starting to get dark, and I know it depresses a lot of people. I hope everybody's doing okay, you know, with that, and you know, try not to let it bother you. It's something that happens every year. It's something that we get through every year. Yesterday, later in the show, a father called, and he was talking about his 16-year-old son. We were talking about, I don't know how it came up, but we were talking about pot and legalized pot, and he was talking about his 16-year-old son being addicted to pot. And I never thought that people could become addicted to marijuana, that it, you know, it's different from heroin, it's different from alcohol, it's different from coke, although, you know, I guess I didn't do that much coke, because when I stopped doing coke, I just stopped doing coke and I didn't feel anything. When I stopped smoking marijuana, I didn't feel anything. So I never thought that coke or marijuana were addicting because of that. Now, I think people can become emotionally addicting to the activity of smoking and then getting the feeling that they get from smoking, but I think it's different from the physical addiction that you get from alcohol and other things. So after the show yesterday, I did a little research, and we'll talk a little bit about that. I also wrote a blog, which is posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and you can read it and comment on it there, and I will get to some of your comments on the show this afternoon. All right, let's get to a break. We're going to come back with some of your text messages, and if you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, and again, it's free for all Friday, so if there's something you want to talk about, we can talk about that too. The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right, this is the Tulane fight song, and best of luck to Tulane tonight against Memphis, 8 o'clock tonight. I'm going to be watching that game. I hope Tulane wins. I think they have the ability to beat Memphis. You know, Memphis was, I forget the team that beat Memphis, but Memphis was beaten up this year by a team that they should have beaten. And so, you know, Tulane can win. And you've heard in the news that if Tulane wins, they control their destiny in the conference, and if either team loses, whichever team loses, they're pretty much out of it. So this is a huge game tonight for Tulane. I'm Scoot on the Air, free for all Friday, and this is WWE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, is marijuana actually addicting? All right, so was there a time in your life when you quit smoking pot? Or, you know, since it's not legal here in New Orleans and Louisiana, maybe you don't get it all the time. Is there a period of time where, you know, you go a couple of days or a week or so without pot? Do you feel any signs of withdrawal? And I want you to be honest with me about this, because I think the best research comes from people themselves. And a lot of the research is done by people and organizations that would like for there to be an addictive element to marijuana because of their agendas. And so sometimes research is set up to yield a certain outcome even before it's done. And so there are people who want marijuana to have addictive properties. But I can only speak from my experience that I never felt any effects at all when I just cold turkey quit marijuana and cocaine as well. Again, I guess I didn't do that much cocaine. I mean, I know I didn't do that much cocaine to where it was that big a deal. But I mean, I admit that I did it, but I didn't feel anything when I quit. So I thought about what this father said yesterday, and when he's talking about his 16-year-old son, and again, I wrote a blog about this. It's on our website, www.com, and on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, where you can comment on it. I don't want to disregard what he's saying about his 16-year-old son being addicted to pot, but I think his 16-year-old son might be more addicted to the emotional aspect of doing it, that I don't know that he's going through any kind of a big withdrawal. And I even researched the withdrawal from quitting smoking marijuana to the withdrawal of quitting drinking alcohol. And the two can't even be compared. But, you know, when I smoked pot in the past, as strong as I thought it was, it wasn't as potent as marijuana is today. But I still think it's kind of hard to make a case for marijuana really being addicting. And I'd love to hear from any of you, either a phone call or a text. If you quit smoking marijuana, or if you quit cocaine, or if you go a few days without doing it, do you feel any withdrawal pains? Do you feel any aspects of going through withdrawal? Now, when I was drinking a lot, when I was drinking every day and drinking a lot, the next day, I had to have another drink, or I started to feel early signs of withdrawal. So alcohol was totally different. Now, according to recent statistics, 1 out of 10 adults who smoke pot will become addicted. That increases to 1 in 6 if pot smoking begins before the age of 18. But about 30% of marijuana users might have some degree of cannabis use disorder, CUD, C-U-D, cannabis use disorder, which is not really an addiction. With daily smokers, the percentages go up to an estimated 25 to 50%. But I think it's important to recognize that in our society, there are groups and organizations that benefit from the idea that people can be addicted to pot, and studies can be formulated to yield a certain outcome that is determined prior to the study even being done. And marijuana addiction can't really be compared to addiction to alcohol, because just listen to the symptoms that are listed if you are withdrawing from smoking marijuana. Anxiety, irritability, decreased appetite, anger, depressed mood, insomnia, but never death. Now, compare those symptoms to the common symptoms of withdrawing from drinking alcohol: headaches, anxiety, irritability, insomnia, excessive sweating, upset stomach, heart palpitations, increased blood pressure, increased heart rate, difficulty walking, tremors, confusion, hallucinations, seizures, delirium, and in some cases, death. So there might be studies out there that show that there is marijuana addiction, but I don't really buy it. And again, this is based on my own experience of smoking pot and drinking alcohol. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And also yesterday we were talking a little bit about what do you tell your kids? Are you honest with your kids about your drug use, or were you honest with your kids when it came to drug use? The father that we talked to yesterday said yes, his son knows that he did drugs when he was younger, smoked pot, for example. So what if your kids say to you, look, you did it when you were young, why can't I do it when I'm young? What is the answer to that question? You did it when you were young, why can't I do it when I'm young? What's the answer to the question? The Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Let's go to Ian and check in with a couple of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, marijuana is not physically addictive. It can be mentally addictive, too. Maybe weak-minded people. That's kind of harsh to call them weak-minded. I love cannabis in all forms.
Yeah, I agree that there is an emotional, mental addiction to the activity of getting high and smoking marijuana, but I just don't think it's a chemical addiction.
And we'll kind of do a tear around the rest here. Here's a text that says, pot, alcohol, cigarettes, vaping, even food can be addictive to different individuals.
Well, that's true. But I have an addictive personality. I have an addictive nature. And part of that is linked to my obsessive compulsive disorder. But for somebody who is, you know, who deals with an addictive personality, like for me, sometimes it's all or nothing. I either do it or I don't. And sometimes I have a hard time dealing with moderation. What's good about that is when I decide I'm going to quit, I'm done. I'm not doing it at all. But if I decide to do it, then I want to do it a lot.
And back to the government shutdown and LSU, and then we'll get to break here in a minute. Here's a text that says, both sides suck. End of discussion. My husband is a federal employee. Our innocent family is suffering. I think the way to have this never happen again is anyone who is receiving a government check, and that includes Social Security, federal retirement, anything, doesn't get it during the shutdown. There should be no such thing as essential or non-essential. If you're not getting paid, you don't work. And that would make this never happen again.
Yeah, there has to be a way that we, the American people, can do more to prevent this from happening, because it really does suck.
Here's a text that says, oh, this is G. Hi, G. G says, consider a judge ruled the federal government must pay full SNAP benefits because people need food. Well, don't federal workers need food as well? They're not getting paid. I would push out all of it, including payroll, and let the courts slap it down or claw it back. We all have a right to decide, but we must accept the consequences of our decision. And anyone not voting to open the government with a clean CR should not bitch one bit about repercussions.
Well, I think one of the problems is that the current president doesn't always follow what the courts say. And so that's a problem. I mean, one thing that we always had in this country was the idea that we've got justice. We've got the court system. But if you have a president who doesn't care about the court system, I mean, sometimes he does, sometimes he doesn't, then that's a problem.
And I'll leave you with this one. Here's a text that says, release the Epstein files.
Yeah, amen. And that's another thing. And by not releasing the Epstein files, all of those who are for not releasing the files are protecting pedophiles. They're protecting old men having sex with underage girls. And that's pretty disgusting. You got a comment? Okanar Jewelers Talk and Text line, 504-260-1870. Grammy Awards are out. One of the nominees for Record of the Year is Lady Gaga, Abracadabra. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We're coming right back on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, we have made it to another weekend. You know, there are a lot of people who work on the weekends, so this is their time to actually work. And, you know, during the week when you and I are working, they're just relaxing, kicking back, and having a great time. So, you know, cheers to all the people who work on the weekends who help us do what we need to do on the weekend in between football games or in between anything we're doing. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. So I just asked the hypothetical question, what is the answer if you did pot, you smoked pot when you were young? What is the answer if your teenager comes to you and says, you did it when you were young, why can't I do it when I'm young? Here's what I think the answer is. Look, I can look back and realize that I made a mistake smoking pot so young. I shouldn't have done it. I believe that it had an impact on who I am. I believe it had an impact on possibly my body, possibly my brain. And if I had to do it over again, if I had your opportunity to learn from my mistake, I wouldn't do it. Now, you know, it's going to be your choice. And I know your friends do it. But, you know, people remember people who are different. And if you do what everybody else is doing, you're not going to be any different. If you don't do what everybody else is doing, you're going to stand out. And again, I look back on what I did, and I believe it was a mistake, and I shouldn't have started so young, and I would like for you to be smarter than me and not do it. I mean, you may have your own answer for that question if it comes up, and that's cool. And you know your kids, and you know how to deal with your kids. But I'll tell you this about the thing about peer pressure and when it comes to respect. I was backstage at a John Mellencamp concert in Baton Rouge, and I was in the... There was kind of a big area where there was food and beverages, and this was before the concert. And a couple of the band members came up to me and said, hey, you want some Coke? Now, at that point in my life, I had not started doing coke, or I would have done it. But I will never forget what happened as a result of me saying no. I said, no, I said, man, no thanks. I mean, that's cool, you know, but I appreciate it, but no thanks. Those guys, it's not like they rejected me, because those guys like called me and went out with me. They had a day off. They went out with me in New Orleans the next day. And I had two of them sitting on each other's lap in my Corvette in the other seat. We had the top off, but I mean, that wasn't the safest thing, I know. But I'm driving around. We're going to bars. We're going to cool places. So the fact that I said no, I think made me stand out in their minds. And they didn't reject me. They didn't think I was some kind of nerd. They called me and we went out and partied. So, you know, don't be afraid to say no, because sometimes that makes you stand out more than the others. All right, let's go to Anthony in New Orleans. Hello, Anthony. You're on WWL.
It's cool today.
How are you?
Hello?
Yeah.
I'm doing okay.
Good.
My problem is cool with that. We should be taking a lesson from that new mayor that's in New York, right? How come the president, right, could defy a court order, right, and no one goes to pick him up and bring him to jail, yeah, right? But yet, if a normal citizen defy a court order, right, they have to go to jail. How is this happening in America?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I mean, there are challenges, and there are always challenges and appeals. But if you don't believe in the spirit of the law, and you are protected like the president, I mean, if you're the president of the United States, you're not just an average citizen on the street living in a home where somebody could come knock on your door. So it's a different situation. I don't think it's right. But it's a different situation. All right, Anthony. I wish I had an answer for you, but I really don't. I mean, that's the best answer I can give you. I mean, if you are the president, you have a better chance of just defying court orders and defying the law than if you are an average citizen. Because, you know, again, nobody's going to come knock on your door and take you away like they would if you were. You know, an average citizen. Here are a couple of quick comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the caller that I talked to, the father whose 16-year-old son, he said, is addicted to marijuana. Kenny says, I know a few people who smoke pot every day. They say they're not hooked. Funny thing is, they've been smoking every day for 45 years. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you do it every day, you can say you're not addicted. You're certainly not having withdrawal if you do it every day. Claudia says, get it from the dispensary. It's expensive, but it's safe. I can't imagine anybody buying drugs on the street today. And I still see not many, but I still see a few people going into bathrooms and doing cocaine. And I can't imagine anybody doing that with the amount of fentanyl that is just out there in the open market. All right, if you want to join us with the comments, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talking text line is 504-260-1870. Kind of a warm spring-like Friday afternoon heading into the weekend. It's going to turn chilly on Sunday and very cold Monday and Tuesday of next week. All right, we're going to talk about sports, the Saints, Tulane, and LSU, and we'll also talk later about Tom Brady's new pet. It's a clone of the dog that died 2 years ago. Would you want to clone your pet? I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, Andrea True of the Andrea True Connection, who had this big hit during the disco era, died on this day in 2011. She was 68 years old, had heart failure. And this was one of the big songs of the disco era. More, more, more. How do you like it? How do you like it? You know, that baby boomer generation, man, they supported so many songs about sex. All right, we're going to talk some football coming up, some of the big NFL games and some of the big college games this weekend, including Tulane and LSU. That's coming up next. It's Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot, and this is WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.